Hello, friend. I'm glad you stopped by. I'm glad you joined. This is Thanksgiving Eve. It's a time to give thanks to God for all He's done. And I want to talk to you tonight about how to be thankful when the going is slow. Now, if you have your Bible, I want you to open it to Exodus chapter 23. That's Exodus chapter 23. Let me give a word of prayer. Father, would you talk to us about having a thankful heart, even when we don't think anything is going on, even when we think that things are a little slower than normal, even when we're starting to lose hope, would you speak to us by the power of your Holy Spirit? Father God, in Jesus' name we ask this. Amen. Now, if you have your Bible, Exodus chapter 23, listen to these verses. I'm going to begin reading with verse 20. See, I am sending my angel before you to lead you safely to the land I have prepared for you. Pay attention to him and obey all of his instructions. Do not rebel against him, for he will not forgive your sins. He is my representative. He bears my name. But if you are careful to obey him, following all my instructions, then I will be an enemy to your enemies, and I will oppose those who oppose you. For my angel will go before you and bring you into the land of the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hivites, and Jebusites, so you may live there, and I will destroy them. Do not worship the gods of these other nations or serve them in any way, and never follow their evil example. Instead, you must utterly conquer them and break down their shameful idols. You must serve only the Lord your God. If you do, I will bless you with food and water, and I will keep you healthy. There will be no miscarriages or infertility among your people, and I will give you long, full lives. I will send my terror upon all the people whose lands you invade, and they will panic before you. I will send hornets ahead of you to drive out the Hivites and Canaanites and the Hittites. But I will not do this all in one year, because the land would become a wilderness, and the wild animals would become too many to control. I will drive them out little at a time until your population has increased enough to fill the land. And I will fix your boundaries from the Red Sea to the Mediterranean Sea and from the southern deserts to the Euphrates River. I will help you to defeat the people now living in the land, and you will drive them out ahead of you. Wow, I love that. I love that account. And you're sitting there wondering, what does that have to do with Thanksgiving? Well, let me start with a little story. There was a man, he had been lost and walking in the desert for about 5 days. On one hot day, well, actually, they're all hot in the desert, but in one really hot day, he comes to the home of a preacher. Tired and weak, he crawls up to the house and he collapses on the doorstep. The preacher takes him in, nurses him back to health. Feeling much better, the man asks the preacher for directions to the nearest town. The preacher tells him the directions and offers to lend him his horse to make it there. And the preacher says, however, there's a special thing about this horse. You have to say thank God to make it go and amen to make it stop. Well, anxious to get into the town, the man says, sure, okay, whatever. He gets on the horse and he says, thank God. And sure enough, the horse starts walking. A little bit down the road, he says louder, thank God, and the horse starts trotting. Now, feeling a whole lot braver, the man says, thank God, thank God, thank God, and the horse is now soon up to full gallop. About then he realizes he's heading for a huge cliff, and he yells, whoa! But the horse doesn't even slow down. It's coming up real quick, and he's doing everything he can to make the horse stop. Whoa, stop, hold on! Finally, he remembers, amen. The horse stops. A mere 2 inches from the cliff's edge, almost throwing him over its head. The man, panting and heart racing, wipes the sweat from his face and leans back on the saddle. Oh, he says, gasping for air, thank God. Yeah, we live in a microwavable world. We want instant pleasure. We want instant food. We want instant feedback. We want an instant fix to our problems, no matter how they come to us or how big they are. Now, let me tell you, God absolutely performs miracles, and some of them are instant, but many, many of them are not. How about the miracle of family members who once couldn't be in the same time zone together without going at it, now getting together over Thanksgiving? What about the addict who no one thought could beat his addiction, but now stands tall to witness for his Savior, Jesus Christ? or a defiant child who repeatedly disobeyed her parents, but now leads a Bible study on her college campus. See, none of those miracles happen instantly. Sometimes miracles take a whole lot of effort. They take what seems like an endless prayer. And often they take time, way more time than suits us, because, yep, we want it fixed, and we want it fixed now. If you could shoot up a prayer and you received an instant miracle every time your words left your lips, why would you need faith? You wouldn't. God isn't in the business of granting our every wish like a genie coming out of a bottle. He's in the business of molding and building and stretching our faith through life up and down. So, in every situation, both good and bad, we need to look at what exactly God is trying to teach us. And something else, we need to be able to give God glory and give God thanks in every situation, both good and bad. And that ain't easy, always. But it is what we're called to do. And as I was reading through Scripture, I come across this one little promise of the Lord's presence to the Jewish people to go into the land, to take the land. And in verse 30, it stands out in my mind. This would be a great little verse to use on Thanksgiving Eve. Because here are three simple points. I want you to remember, God sometimes works at a slow pace. It says right there in verse 30, I will drive them out a little at a time. Sometimes God works at a slow pace. There was a bishop of the early church who was a remarkable example of the virtue of contentment. And he was asked his secret. And the venerable old man replied, it consists in nothing more than making a right use of my eyes. In whatever state I am, I first look up to heaven and remember that my principal business here is to get there. And then I look down upon the earth and I call to mind how small a place I really occupy in it when I die and am buried. And then I look around in the world and observe what multitudes there are who are in many respects more unhappy than myself. And so I learn where true happiness is placed, where all our cares must end, and what little reason I have to complain. Friends, I want you to remember God sometimes works at a slow pace. But I also want you to remember the second point. I want you to remember that God always works at a sure pace. He said right there in verse 30, I will drive them out. God will work at a sure pace. Now, most of us, we've now learned how to live with voicemail as almost a necessity in our daily lives. But have you ever wondered what it would be like if God decided to install voicemail? I mean, imagine praying and hearing the following. Thank you for calling heaven. For English, press 1. For Spanish, press 2. For any other language, press 0. Please select one of the following options. Press 1 for request. Press 2 for thanksgiving. Press 3 for complaints. Press 4 for all other inquiries. I'm sorry, all of our angels and saints are now busy helping other sinners right now. However, your prayer is important to us and we will answer it in time, in the order that it was received. Please stay on the line. If you'd like to speak to God, press 1. Jesus, press 2. Holy Spirit, press 3. If you'd like to hear King David sing a psalm while you're holding, press 4. To find a loved one that has been assigned to heaven, press 5. Then enter his or her social security number, followed by the pound sign. If you receive a negative response, please hang up and try again. For reservations at heaven, please enter J-O-H-N, followed by the numbers 316. For answers to nagging questions about dinosaurs, the age of the earth, life on other planets, and where Noah's Ark is, please wait until you arrive. Our computers show that you've already prayed today. Please hang up and try again tomorrow. The office is now closed for the weekend to observe a religious holiday. Please pray again on Monday after 9:30 a.m. If you're calling after hours and need emergency assistance, please contact your local pastor. Thank you, and have a heavenly day. Friends, we would be so distraught if we heard those words, but I want you to remember God always works at a sure pace. And here's the third thing I want you to remember on this Thanksgiving Eve. I want you to remember that God certainly works at a productive pace. He said, but I will deliver. I will drive them out a little at a time until your population has increased enough to fill the land. There was a school teacher. She asked her first graders to draw a picture of something that they were thankful for. She thought of how these little children from poor neighborhoods actually had so little to be thankful for. And she reasoned that most of them would no doubt draw pictures of turkeys on tables with lots of other food. She was surprised with the picture that Douglas handed in. It was the picture of a human hand. It was actually poorly drawn. But whose hand? Well, the other children tried to guess. One said it must be the hand of God because he brings the food to us. And another said it was the hand of a farmer because he raises and grows the food. And finally, one of the others, while all the others were back to work at their desk, the teacher bent over Douglas's desk and asked whose hand it was. Why, it's your hand, teacher, he mumbled. And then she recalled that frequently at recess, she had taken Douglas, a scrubby, forlorn little kid, by the hand. She did it with many of the children and never thought much about it, but Douglas did. You see, she refreshed his spirit, and he never forgot it. Max Lucado tells about living as an American in Brazil. One day, as he was walking along the street on his way to the university to teach a class, he felt a tug on his pant leg. Turning around, he saw a little boy about 5-6 years of age with dark, beady eyes and a dirty little face. And the little boy looked up at this big American and said, "Bread, sir." He was a little beggar boy, and Lucado said there are always little beggar boys in the streets of Brazil. Usually, I turn away from them because there's so many and you can't feed them all. But there was something so compelling about this little boy that I couldn't turn away. So, taking him by the hand, Max Lucado said, "Come with me." And I took him into the coffee shop. Max told the owner, "I'll have a cup of coffee and give the boy a piece of pastry, whatever he wants." And since the coffee counter was at the other end of the store, Max walked on and got a cup of coffee, forgetting about the little boy because beggar boys usually get the bread and then they run back out on the street and they disappear. But this one didn't. After he got his pastry, he went over to the big American and he just stood there until Max Lucado felt his staring eyes. Lucado said, I turned and I looked at him. Standing up, his eyes just about hit my belt buckle. Then slowly, his eyes came up until they met mine. The little boy, holding his pastry in one hand, looked up and said, "Thank you, sir. Thank you very much." Lucado said, "I was so touched by the boy's thanks that I would have bought him the entire store. I sat there for another 30 minutes, late for my class, just thinking about a little beggar boy who came back and said, thank you." This young lad had an attitude of thankfulness, and it was expressed. If we have this attitude, it'll show. We will be expressive. We will be praising God. We will have joy in our hearts. Having an attitude of thankfulness is ultra important in the life of a follower of Jesus Christ. My friends, this Thanksgiving, remember this. Remember that God sometimes works at a slow pace. Remember that God always works at a sure pace. And friends, remember that God certainly works at a productive pace. God bless your Thanksgiving.